Cape Talk, the Africa Report with JJ Cornish.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Abongile. Ça va très bien, cher collègue.
Cher collègue again? Shake a leg? It sounds like shake a leg. Shake a leg? What does that mean?
Cher collègue, dear colleague.
Ah, yes, I remember you mentioned this before. Hey, why am I forgetting?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, sitting back in the class, in the classroom does this to another individual. That being said.
I'm just studying because, you know, we've got our exam next week.
Not so soon. Not so soon. But all right, getting down to business. I mean, the food summit in Addis Ababa, apparently there are 600 million cases or a year of food-borne illnesses.
You know, we talk about food security, and food security means, do you have something on your plate? That's kind of food security. But what about, you know, what does that food on your plate do to you? So it's very interesting. These food summits happen normally in relation to the, or on the side or the fringes of the African Union summits. And this year they had people like Bill and Melinda Gates there, and the African Development Bank and the African Union. They coming, and the nutrition, you know, they formed this nutrition for Africa. It's interesting they're talking about this now, not only making sure you get food, but the food that you get is healthy. And it's absolutely vital for us. You know, it's used, food is used as a weapon in a way. And we see it happening not only in Africa, but, for example, in Venezuela, that if you support Maduro, you get food. If you don't, you battle without it. So it's a vital thing to do every year, and the Food Summit is something we look at with great interest.
If you just joined the conversation, you are listening to the voice of Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, your Africa correspondent, giving you the latest coming out of the African continent. And talking about Shell, apparently they've been accused in The Hague of complicity in the 1995 execution of environmental activists in Nigeria.
Well, you know, there were nine people hanged by the military head Sani Abacha in 1995. That severely strained relations between Nigeria and South Africa, because then President Nelson Mandela spoke out about it very, very strongly. These were activists, in a sense, from Ogoniland, where there was very, very bad pollution from the oil industry, and Shell was blamed for that. The most prominent of those killed was Ken Sarawiwa, the writer. This Esther Kiobel, who is the widow of Barinem Kiobel, one of the nine who was hanged, she gave evidence in The Hague yesterday saying that she was left absolutely destitute and heartbroken by this. She blamed Shell for being complicit in it. Shell, of course, strongly denying this, but this is a case that's going to run for some time, something we're going to look at with great interest in The Hague. It'll, I think, months before we get any kind of judgment on it, Abungile.
And that being said, Monsieur, if we look to pre-election violence in Senegal, apparently two people have lost their lives.
Well, they have polls in Senegal on the 24th of February, and Tambacounda, the largest eastern city in Senegal, about 400 kilometers from Dakar, there was two or three incidents. We know that at least two people died, maybe three. The government's only admitting to two of them, or accepting that there were two. There are five candidates in that election. This is the opponent of Macky Sall, who's been president, of course, since 2012. Issa Sall, no relation. His supporters have been involved. There have been weapons seized, and this violence, which is marring the election. I mean, Senegal has quite a history of, sophisticated democracy, and it's a country that, in terms of its moral weight, punches above its weight, gets things done in West Africa. So this is sad news from that country, and we do hope that their elections do manage to run peacefully, just up the road.
All right. Monsieur, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Or dare I say, merci, cher collègue. À demain.
Je vous en prie. À demain, mon vieux.
There we go. Thank you so much, Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Zane, don't be jealous. Zane is jealous now. He's like, I'm speaking French.
You did it excellent. I'm actually very proud of you.
See, by the way, to you at home, if you're wondering what merci, cher collègue, à demain means, it means thank you, dear colleague, till tomorrow. Hey, French.